John 20, 19 to 23, Jesus appears to his disciples. Let's pray and prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord today. Father, thank you for loving us and pursuing a love relationship with us. Thank you for demonstrating your love for us through the cross of Christ while we were still sinners and rose from the dead on the third day. Speak to us today through your word, and may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of his word. Verse 19. When therefore it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and when the doors were locked where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the middle and said to them, "Peace be to you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples, therefore, were glad when they saw the Lord. Meditation question. What was going on in the minds of the disciples when Jesus showed up in the room? Jesus came to his disciples on the day he rose from the grave. They were in a locked room because they were afraid of the Jews. Evidently, Jesus moved through the walls and appeared in their midst. His resurrection body is not restricted by the laws of physics, as our bodies are subject to. Perhaps the disciples were ashamed that they'd scattered in fear and did not stand with Jesus. Jesus said, "Peace be to you." All of them had deserted Jesus, but he came to them and said, "Peace to you." He was not angry or judging them for what happened. He offered them mercy and love without condemnation. Jesus showed them the scars on his hands, which were nailed to the cross, and on his side that had been pierced by a Roman soldier's spear. Luke 24:37-39 says that Jesus showed them his scars because they wondered if they saw a ghost, not a real person. The disciples were glad when they saw it, that it really was the Lord. They may have been ashamed or afraid, but everything changed when they knew it was Jesus. He was alive. Everything he had told them was true. The terror and darkness of the cross were past. Their sorrow had turned to joy, just as Jesus had told them. Jesus had a new body, but the scars of his crucifixion remained. I don't know how to explain this. However, by showing the disciples his scars, they knew that this man who had died was indeed Jesus, their master. Their night turned into daylight, their despair into dancing, and their sorrow into joy. Verse 21, Jesus therefore said to them again, "Peace be to you. As the Father has sent me, even so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, they have been forgiven them. If you retain anyone's sins, they have been retained." Meditation question. What did it mean to the disciples for Jesus to send them just as the Father sent him? Jesus repeated, "Peace be to you." I think Jesus was emphasizing again that he loved and accepted them. He had not come to criticize them for their weaknesses and failures. He had dealt with those on the cross. Scholars debate what Jesus meant in these verses, but a few things seem clear. First, Jesus sends us into the world just as the Father sent him into the world. The words "send" or "sent" are used 110 times in John. Jesus came to bring God to us and us to God. He sends us to continue that mission. The Father sent Jesus into our world. He did not preach to us from heaven, but became a human being and lived in our world. God became a man. We call this the incarnation. In the same way, he sends us to go into the world of people who do not know Christ and live Christ before them. To reach them, we must befriend them, love them, and share life with them. If Jesus had not risen from the dead, the disciples would not go out in Jesus' name to complete his mission. But Jesus was alive and said, "I am sending you as the Father sent me." Jesus had come to do his Father's will and to reveal him to the world. As the Father had sent Jesus to speak the Father's words and to do the Father's works, now Jesus was sending his disciples to do the same. Second, we need the Holy Spirit to fulfill our mission. God's work requires God's life and power. We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Jesus had told them about the promised Spirit, Holy Spirit, several times in the Gospel of John. I believe the disciples received the Spirit into them when Jesus breathed on them. Later, the Spirit was poured out on them and the other believers on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2. The Spirit is given to us to empower us to do the works of Jesus in our world. Third, we proclaim the gospel of God's forgiveness. We cannot forgive people's sins, but God can. We are privileged to share the gospel and tell people that God will forgive their sins if they believe. People either received or reject the good news. They will either accept or reject God's offer of forgiveness. We must accept the call and say, Lord, send me. I will go where you want me to go. Fill me with your Spirit. Use me and reveal your life and love through me. Meditation question. What did Jesus mean when he said, if you forgive anyone's sins, they have been forgiven. If you retain anyone's sins, they have been retained. The core of the gospel message is that our sins are forgiven by believing in Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Peter said in Acts 10:43, for example, everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. What did Jesus mean in John 20:23 when he said, if you forgive anyone's sins, they have been forgiven them. If you retain anyone's sins, they have been retained. Only God can forgive sins. Jesus is God and has the power to forgive sins. Human beings do not have the power to forgive sins. The key to understanding John 20:23 lies in verses 21 and 22. Peace be to you, as the Father has sent me, even so I send you. When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. He sent them, as he is sending us, to bring the good news of the way of salvation to the whole world. Jesus was leaving the earth physically, but promised he would be with them in the person of the Holy Spirit. As they shared the gospel, they declared that the sins of people who believed in their message were forgiven. They also told people who did not believe that their sins were not forgiven. We too have the same mission. Jesus sends us into the world and has empowered us with the Holy Spirit who lives in us. We declare to all people that if you believe in Jesus, your sins will be forgiven. But if you do not believe, you are not forgiven. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you that you send us into the world to share the good news and your offer of forgiveness through the cross. Fill us with your Spirit today and every day. Send us and use us to glorify you and bring many people to faith in you.